On that concert to mark the 20th anniversary of the Velvet Revolution, Christian Falvey has been speaking to some of the artists who performed live on stage and joined us with this special report.
I don't like guilty, stone, stupid, drunk and disorderly, I know.
Celebrations marking the 20th anniversary of the Velvet Revolution began at the weekend, and of course they began with Václav Havel. The dissident playwright, come philosopher president, was the main figure behind the bloodless uprising that toppled 40 years of communism within just a few weeks. At the weekend, Mr. Havel held a semi-private concert to commemorate the music that accompanied the overthrow of communism, inviting Joan Baez, Lou Reed, and Susan Vega, among others. In exclusive interviews, Radio Prague spoke to some of the guests who laid the soundtrack, so to speak, to the period of the revolution. In mid-1989, Joan Baez came to Bratislava. The seasoned activist wasted no time in meeting with Czechoslovak dissidents and provoking the authorities from the stage until they turned her microphone off. This was done in cooperation with Mr. Havel, who was banned from attendance and whom Baez passed off as her guitar carrier in order to get him past the police. And thus began a 20-year friendship between the two, and according to some, the first event of the changes to come.
We sort of determined how could we make some mischief, you know, what's the best way we could make mischief.
And so what did you come up with?
We came up with making a recording of him. I said what to say, and he recorded it. And though I had a plug in my ear so that I could speak it after he spoke it, and it said something about celebrating Charter 77 and then dedicating the song to my good friend Václav Havel, who's sitting in the audience, at which point, of course, and then they started the song, which was Swing Low, and then the TV cut the sound. And then I sang Swing Low without the sound, which is where he and I bonded, you know. And then that was really where our friendship seriously started.
Zároveň tu vítám přátelou Charty, včetně Václava Havla. And friends. Thank you.
What was the aftermath of this concert for you?
Well, the woman I was traveling with from my organization just came tearing into the dressing room, and she said, don't leave the dressing room. And then I said, okay. And afterwards, she came in with a short of breath, and she said she had never seen in her lifetime, from the civil rights movement to anywhere, such vicious police action. Because they were frustrated because they didn't know what to do. They just started running. They started running from the back of the place to, I mean, where? Up to the stage. There was nobody to arrest. No, I was in my room. They couldn't reach him. And she said they were just ferocious and ugly, and they were afraid that they wanted to do something to me, and of course they didn't. And anyway, I was in my room. And then the aftermath was very nice for me, because he said, you know, after the event, that that evening had been the last drop, you know, into the glass before the fellow, you know, the overflowed, and then it was the revolution.
As many have said.
Yes, nice, yeah.
And how does that feel? I mean, it's...
That feels absolutely marvelous, because usually I don't see a result like that, or feel it, or see it written down.
Why get involved? You know, you had a very successful career in, at the time of the Velvet Revolution. Why get involved in the events of a country half a world away?
Mm-hmm. Because it's what's always interested me. And my life would probably be very dull without it. I mean, it's no big sacrifice. Really, the sacrifice would be if I had to sort of carry on a life that didn't interest me as much as this has always interested me.
Has it been fun?
Yeah. Yeah.
After the revolution, when Václav Havel had become president of the new republic, one of the very first foreign guests he invited to Prague Castle was Lou Reed. The Velvet Underground frontman and famously cross interviewee spoke about his initial interest in Czechoslovakia with characteristic facetiousness.
I was interested in Czechoslovakia at the time because the word robot was invented by a writer from Czechoslovakia, Kopeck. He also wrote a wonderful book, Cyrus the Singing Dog, about a dog who can sing.
Don't bother checking your bookstore for a copy of Lou Reed's preferred Czech literature. Neither Čapek, Kopeck, or anyone else has yet to write Cyrus the Singing Dog. But of course, Lou Reed was not invited for his literary expertise. Rather, he and Václav Havel developed a close friendship after that first visit that has lasted until today.
He's the perfect friend. Intelligent, charming, charismatic, knowledgeable, and very, very astute. He's also one of these people you just, it's a strange talent. You just like him. You don't even know him, but you feel like you've known him. And he's also very, very funny.
Havel has said of their first meeting that he had been embarrassed to host the rock star in Prague Castle without making some change first to the communist-style interiors.
Very, very, that kind of totalitarian look, that very nondescript, bland, uninteresting group mentality, decorate, it's horrible. I think that's what he's referring to. Mm-hmm. Ugly. Dull, uninspiring, kind of the way schools look inside the classroom, you know, that dull look where you want to get out of there quickly. That's what it looked like. I thought it's kind of, I suppose, fun in a way to keep some of that just to show people this is what it looks like when you let them do that. This is what happens to just a room. Now, if a person was a room, you'd look like that.
Another among the first foreign musicians to play post-revolution Czechoslovakia was Suzanne Vega, who described her 1990 concert for me as we sat in the historic theater on the balustrade.
The first visit was a 2,000-seat venue, and they had sold 4,000 tickets. Everyone came and stood in the aisles. They had sold both the seats and the aisle space for the first time I came. It was hugely exciting. I just remember walking around the city and hearing people singing. We went across the bridge somehow, and I heard someone singing in the street, and it was just like a memory that has always stayed with me, and the excitement of being here at that moment in time. And there was an impromptu sort of press conference right after the gig in the basement of the venue. So we were sort of mobbed afterwards with people asking questions, and it was great.
And could you feel the remnants of the revolution that had just taken place then? Or?
Yeah, well, there was a sense of freedom and sort of liberation and joyfulness that we could feel as Americans.
Do you recall by any chance hearing about the beginning of the Velvet Revolution?
Yeah, sure. We heard about it because a lot of my friends were sort of following Václav Havel's writings and they knew that he had been in jail. And there was also this interest in the band, the Exploding Plastic People of the Universe. The Plastic People of the Universe, and then Poolnot also, I think, was a band that came after with the same members of them. So, and they had played in New York, and I was there at that show when they played there. I went there with Lenny Kaye. So there was an awareness of sort of what was happening culturally in the West.
But you've been here now a lot of times.
Yeah, a lot of times. It's been every couple of years, yeah.
And do you notice any difference in the way your music is received, has been received over that course of time?
It's always well received here. There's always a great enthusiasm, and even if I go outside into the provinces, really great big audiences, lovely, you know, really well received. So I have no problem with how it's been received. But there's not that kind of bit of hysteria that there was in the beginning. The beginning, there was this sort of something uncontrollable about the connection between the music and the people and the event itself, and there was just sort of this feeling of it all spilling over into something uncontainable.